The fight against illegal mining is futile without an anti-extortion plan that has a foundation in intelligence-driven policing. Very clear to us after the escape of an alleged illegal mining kingpin, James Niotsweledi, it has been underscored South Africa urgently needs an anti-extortion plan that is combined with a robust intelligence-driven approach to crime. The DA last year released its anti-extortion plan, and we now once again call on the Minister of Police, Senzo Mkhwanazi, to immediately implement the concrete steps that we suggested last year. One is to establish a centralized intelligence gathering and analysis hub. Two, to enhance community reporting mechanisms. Three, to target the kingpins and not just the foot soldiers. And four, the different steps that we've proposed to strengthen our criminal justice system. It's critical that communities like Stilfontein cannot continue to live as hostages of criminal syndicates. Illegal mining is not just an economic or safety issue. It is part of a broader extortion crisis that affects every facet of South African life. The DA's anti-extortion plan, bolstered by proper crime intelligence, will not only dismantle these networks, but also restore hope to communities that currently live under siege.